Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The recent spate of rock club closings in Boston has prompted many fans to wonder if the era of independently owned music venues is over. But a small dive bar in Jamaica Plain continues to hum. The Midway Cafe celebrates its 30th birthday this month, and as WBUR's Amelia Mason reports, it seems in no danger of slowing down.
It's a Thursday night at the Midway Cafe. The place is packed, as it is every week, for Queerioke, a dance and karaoke night that caters to a young, LGBT-friendly crowd. A disco ball spins overhead, and the bar pulses with loud, sweaty, joyful noise. On Friday evenings, it's a different story. The vibe is mellow, the crowd mostly middle-aged. Gone are the laptops and DJ console, replaced by a full band that crams onto the tiny stage to play Grateful Dead covers every week for Hippie Hour. Hippie Hour and Queerioke are the most popular nights at the Midway Cafe. The crowds couldn't be more different, but both have found a much-needed home at this dingy little dive bar on Washington Street in JP.
Because the Midway is just such an inviting local music venue, it's been the perfect fit.
When John Frazee started Hippie Hour 5 years ago, he was looking for a place that would let him take risks. The Midway's come-as-you-are attitude is exactly what he and his fans were looking for.
They realize we've been workshopping our thing out, and they give a cheer when we make mistakes, and they cheer even louder when we sound amazing.
I can't believe it's been 30 years. I mean, sometimes it seems like the blink of an eye.
Jay Balerna took over the Midway Cafe with his brother David in 1987. Their family owns the building. At the time, JP's art scene was flourishing, so the brothers figured, why not try music? Today, the club, which holds just 100 people, offers everything from jazz and punk to comedy and burlesque. But in the early days, they mostly booked blues bands.
I remember this guy, Racky Thomas. He was great. He would bartend in the afternoon, and he'd bring a $800-$900 guitar in, and he'd practice behind the bar, so my customers would come in, and he'd just be noodling away, serving drinks, and then playing them songs, which that was pretty cool.
Those days are long gone. But the Midway's 30th anniversary celebration, which is already underway, features lots of old faces. The two-week-long concert series is a reunion of sorts. But there's something defiant about it, too. When the Midway started out, rent was cheap, and artists were flocking to JP. Today, the Boston area is much more expensive, and venues like the Midway are finding it tougher to survive.
I'm kind of shocked I'm still alive, telling you the truth. It's been a grind, you know? It's the toughest job you'll ever love, I guess.
So what makes it worth it, even though it can be really hard?
I just think the bands. It's so rewarding, some of this music. I would never be exposed to this stuff. But more than that, the friendships. You know, the friendships that I've made and the people that I've met.
It's the place where I feel the most at home.
Andre Isaacs has been coming to Queerioke since he moved to the city 4 years ago. The series has been going strong for over a decade, and it's made the Midway a haven for Boston's LGBT community.
Queerioke is probably my favorite space in entire Boston. Everyone wants to make sure you're having a good time. Everyone's willing to talk to you. You don't really get that in public spaces. And I feel like, for me, this is a place where I got that from the get-go, and I couldn't stop coming back.
To our stage. Andre does a pretty mean rendition of Latch, the pop hit by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith. It's a song about attachment, and maybe possession, and the lyrics are a little ominous. But on the night I heard Andre sing it, it sounded euphoric. The song made sense at the midway. After 30 years, no one has any intention of letting it go.
Sing it with me.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
This story was produced in partnership with the Talking Jukebox on WBCA in Roxbury. If you have stories about the first time you went to the Midway, we want to hear them. Go to the Artery at WBUR.org to share your memories.